Well, my dear heart dwellers, the Lord has snagged me quickly coming out of my communion service and really wanted to speak with you. I had no idea what was on his heart, but as I began to listen and type what I heard, it opened up to me. He began, "For those of you who are still in a state of unrest because of the delay, I invite you into my merciful heart, where you will see the ones I still grieve over who are not as yet ready. They are close, so very close, and approaching the tabernacle of my mercy, that is my heart, but they have not as yet accepted me. These are the ones I especially want to target. Many Muslims, totally disenchanted with their faith, are asking so many questions about where is the real God. Surely this rape and slaughter of innocents cannot be an expression of the merciful God. They are like sheep wandering on the hillside with no shepherd. They are so traumatized they trust no one, yet they're crying out for answers. Can you imagine it yourself? If you didn't have me and the assurance of heaven, and everywhere you looked were infidels who treated you with more love and respect than your own kind, what would you think? What would you feel? You've been raised to believe the most heinous things about Christians, and now you're living among them, and you see they're nothing like what you were led to believe. It was all a lie, and your faith has turned into hell on earth. Where is the true God in all of this? Yet this is the one thing they have going for them. They know their faith is seriously flawed and compromised. Yet, what are they to believe? Do you understand, my people? Millions of Muslims are looking for the truth, while you are looking up in the sky and begging me to come. Who am I to listen to? Your eternity is sealed. Theirs is not. I cannot leave them. I cannot desert them. I must respond to their desperate prayers. They are asking, is it just a few bad apples that rape innocent children? Or is it truly what is taught in the Quran? The disparity between what is righteous and holiness is miles apart from this reality. How can anyone be so cruel? Their whole world has been shattered. They have lost fathers and children and mothers. They've lost all they owned and worked so hard for. Many are so shell-shocked they cannot think straight. What's worse, they have nowhere to go. The surrounding countries don't want them. Can there be any suffering like unto theirs? That is why I'm calling my faithful brides to cooperate and walk with me and show compassion, not brutality, by removing the only good they're destined to know. As you come to terms with your attitudes of heart, you have an alternative to the bitter disappointment. The alternative is to offer your woes for the conversion of the Muslim nations and the peoples scattered over the earth. This is pain. Take this pain you feel so acutely while apart from me and offer it to me for these victims of Satan. This is what it means to be my bride. You walk with me in heaven and on earth as if you were in paradise. You share in my body and blood. You have my living words to read and my fellowship in prayer and even in suffering. Now I ask you, are you willing to walk with me along the way of Calvary and experience the excruciating pain I feel over these people? Are you willing to truly accompany me in these hours of harvest before Satan is loosed? Are you willing to give up your agendas and need to be taken up and out of this earth for the sake of so many souls? You see, my bride must be willing to accompany me in my sorrows as well as in my glory. Are you willing? This will require a massive change in attitude on your part. stop thinking selfishly and join me in my thinking and the task before us. You will never regret the extra time it took to bring in the catch. Rather, you will be joyful that you accompanied me and labored with me to bring this to pass. And it shall be credited to you that you laid aside your personal agenda to put your heart and mind totally into mine. You will not lose your reward. And one last note. I would ask you to consider that this vessel has brought forth the truth I have given her with great fidelity. Your accusations against her do not endear me to you. They hurt me deeply. She is not the cause of your anger and grief. I am. Your anger is at me, not her. So ponder these things, my loved ones. Truly, I need you to yield to me in this hour, and I will give you the grace to walk with me.